right, we just had a great segment. George told that great story, very uplifting. Hope it's motivated a lot of P1s. And Gordon, I know, just speaking on behalf of you and me, it's kind of motivated us.
Well, it's cool. It's actually very difficult to follow that segment, Giorgio, as you can expect, because it was very emotional to hear you talk about those kinds of things. And those are things that we all deal with. And Junior mm-hmm. and I, obviously, have been dealing with anytime you have a new year that rolls around. You talk about recommitting and living a more meaningful life, and your story certainly inspired Junior and me, and so we've had scheduled at this time. We were going to talk about something that had motivated us.
Oh, really? That's weird timing.
Yeah, the things we're motivated to doing. A bit worried, though, that it's not as good as yours.
Well, I'm sure it is. If it's,
but just listen and don't judge.
I'm not going to judge you at all.
I was very inspired by your... the shooting star story and how it was meaningful to you, and you saw it as a sign, and you've turned tragedy into inspiration. And I also turned your story into inspiration. I'm going to make it a point to work on my website more.
Okay.
That's
a service
that's
to the P1s.
No judgment.
Probably enjoy.
Yeah. No judgment.
I think that's
great.
I think
just,
that's good.
This is something that I want to do.
Well,
that's fine.
I was motivated, I guess, on a deeper level by mm-hmm. George's story, you know, talking about family and appreciating family. And I've decided that I'm going to place more importance on family. So okay. From now on, when a relative sends me a request to be a friend on Facebook, I'm going to accept that request.
Okay. That's
okay,
a step.
There's progress there.
It's a step. It's not about perfection. It's about progress.
That's right. Okay.
The family thing, and knowing that you've lost your father, Giorgio, and we've all lost parents except for me. I'm kind of scoreboarding you guys. I still have two living. I've determined that I'm going to take my aging father out this week to dinner because I don't know if I've ever truly told him just how many Emmys I've won. And and maybe show them a few clips or something. That's something that we could share together.
Some clips, yeah.
We could share
okay,
together.
Yeah.
I'm not judging. I think that's great.
Just some of the funny stuff.
Okay.
That well,
it's
been a
time
part
with your father.
Television.
That's good. That's good.
I've decided that I am going to... Nah, this is too personal. I can't...
It's all right. We're open forum here. You can go.
All right. I've decided that I'm finally going to move up from the Mach 4 four-bladed razor to the Hydro 5 five-bladed razor because I just feel like my face deserves the best.
Yes, don't get stuck in the past.
Yeah, I'm moving forward.
Move forward. Yes. Don't just stick with something that you've done over and over and over again.
And you'll know the difference. We may not know the difference, but you'll know the difference. Yeah,
it'll make me a better person.
There.
And, you know, this is kind of similar to that. About not being stuck in the past and not just doing the same old things. This year, I'm going to start drinking more imports.
I'm not judging by laughing. I think that's
great. Why did you laugh at me?
I think that's wonderful.
You're making a bigger investment. It may cost you more.
It's an investment in myself, though.
Yeah. Right. Not really in others. But
the spiritual aspect is important. I truly believe even atheists need a spiritual side. Even though they don't believe in God, they need to have a spiritual practice. I'm not an atheist, but I would like to go to church this year more frequently than I did last year, certainly. I'm going to go to church and let people meet me.
Okay.
That's great.
The first part of that is great. I don't know about this. What do you mean the second part about meeting you?
Should I change that?
Yeah, I'd leave that.
All right,
last
I'm scratching
part off.
Church off my list.
I've just said
I'm going to get a car with Bluetooth.
I've decided seriously, that I am going to do more for others here in 2012. You know, when I drive home from work, same route every day, I see the less fortunate. I see the homeless. I see those confined to wheelchairs who are begging. And I know they look at those of us with cars and jobs, and they must feel a huge social gap between themselves and the mainstream. So I'm going to start taking a different route home so that they don't have to see me doing so well.
That's
okay.
At least he's thinking of others.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And hey, all these things will help us recommit to leading a more meaningful and grateful life and live more fully, more purposefully, and that sort of thing.
Well, it's good. We're all making progress here.
You know, I have done something. Junior's a little bit behind me on this because I've already started taking an alternate route to work to avoid the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to change my route back to the homeless route and just have like a passenger seat full of wet sponges I can throw out of them just to help them gain
sponge bath?
Yes, for job interviews. Because job interviews are important, right?
Plus, yeah. You don't have to stop. You can do that on the fly as you're driving by.
They don't want me to risk my job just to help them get one.
So thank you for your inspiration,
Well, good.
George.
I'm glad it's inspired
you guys to
come up with your own list. That's good.
You've helped
us. That's good, and thank you for sharing that.
And I was so worried that we wouldn't be able to top your changes.
And but you know what?
I think we did.
I think you may have.
I mean, no offense to you.
Oh, no offense taken. No offense taken. No, I think it's good.